This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
It takes a unique person to be able to pull that together, which is really getting into authentic leadership. Share with us your thoughts and what you've learned about authentic leadership, as I like it.
Thanks, Dave. So this harkens back to a really famous writer, a fellow by the name of Dr. Bernard Bass, and he did a very extensive analysis of leadership. His book's been out for years now, but he talks about all the different dynamics around leadership style. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is a leader is a person. And a leader is a person that's going to be leading a group of people. So ultimately, leadership is responsible for implementing the strategic plan. So it's not just random. Leadership has a purpose. There's a defined set of objectives that are going to be accomplished by the leader under the leader's direction. So the leader first must embrace the strategy. And this is where people sometimes struggle. The leader has to embrace the values. And so this is where hiring is so important, because we need to make sure we hire people that fit the values, not the other way around. But a person has a personality, and their personality impacts their behavioral traits. So, and behavioral traits will align with some better than with others, but you can't ignore the fact that there are personalities and personality traits. And so personality traits will affect leadership style. Now, that doesn't mean that a gregarious person can't lead a detailed group, or that a quiet person can't lead a sales group, because they're learned tactics. But it's foolish to ignore the fact that personality doesn't exist, because it does. Personality exists. Behavioral traits are driven often by personality traits. So it's important to have the leader that's in place that aligns with the organizational design for the tasks that are going to be accomplished. Because at the end of the day, we want for the employees to be connected, to feel appreciated, to feel heard, to be validated. And here's the key, though. We want the employees to be validated in the way they want to be validated. Not necessarily a one-way street, but the platinum rule, I call it, do unto others the way they want to be done unto. So we want to validate employees the way that they receive validation. And that can be vastly different from person to person. Yep. But people like to be appreciated, and happy and appreciated people are often happy people, and happy people are more productive. So a couple more points on leadership. And I know, Dave, you do this so well. So leaders need to be able to accomplish several tasks. They need to be able to inspire. Mm-hmm. They need to be able to listen and inform. They need to be able to encourage and teach, and then orchestrate the activities. So that list of six things in and of itself is very difficult, because sometimes the inspirational person might not be able to orchestrate, or the person that's great at encouraging might not be great at teaching. But these things can be learned. These things don't operate in a vacuum. And these things aren't driven just because of how God created you, but because of what you can learn and how you interact with others. So you have to be able to do that to get people excited about the vision. But you need to be able to listen to people, because that's how you develop trust. And by having a staff that trusts you will help them hear the inspiration to accomplish the vision. But you also need to know the staff, because in order to accomplish the objectives, you need to be able to evaluate the team's ability to accomplish the objectives and encourage those as best they can, and teach those who need additional instruction. And ultimately, as you orchestrate this whole process, you might actually have to replace people in certain positions. All this is part of leadership, in addition to measuring the output, measuring the results, make data-driven decisions about all the dynamics that are affected by the market and how it's impacting the organization. And all of this is also going to be perpetuating culture by encouraging the staff and exhibiting the firm's values.
It's been good to have you here, folks. A special thank you to our sponsors, as well as to all the regulars that are on the podcast. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.